The things that perhaps we learned about, or we storybooks about, they're all pointing towards something. For in Jesus, you see, the God of the Jews became the King of the world. And the Bible, it strings together like one narrative, like so many pearls on a string. And all of those things are pointing in one direction. That Jesus was not just a carpenter, not just a good teacher, not just a worker of miracles. Jesus was actually the King of the world come among us. And he wasn't just king in the way that someone would be given that right, though he had it. But Jesus did something for us that nobody else could do. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus, having shared a meal with his friends, enters into a place of prayer. And as he prays, God the Father gives Jesus a gift that no one would want. And that gift was all of the evil and brokenness and suffering and sorrow and pain in this world. Everything from your own difficulties and diseases and hardships to the things that we hear about in the news, and how could our hearts not be with the families of those who lost their lives in a flight or who lost their lives in a university in Kenya? And all of those moments of suffering, all of those moments of pain and disappointment and fear and horror were given to Jesus in a concentrate. He describes it as a cup. Next year at Easter, we're going to be looking at a thing called the Cup of Wrath. I'm organized this year. Oh, yeah. But it's all distilled down for Jesus to take. And Jesus takes that upon himself. Remember what we said on Friday, that Jesus was the true and better Passover lamb. He was the spotless one who these soldiers didn't know it, but he was being chosen. Because he alone could do something about the brokenness of the world. Just ask yourself for a moment, is this world as it should be? With all our technological advancements, with our understanding of social sciences, with our ways of doing things, is this world as it should be? And Jesus takes us to that point and says, the way this world is needs to be rescued, fixed. We need to be rescued and fixed. And I'm not just talking to you if you're far away. I'm talking about even if you follow with Jesus. All of us need things that are fixed. And Jesus took all of that, took our pain, took our sorrow, took our difficult childhood, took our sadness, took everything from our skint knee to our depression, shouldered it up, and took it to the cross. Remember on Friday we're talking that as Jesus is making his way to be killed, he's like the Passover lamb, putting the blood on the doorposts, protecting his people. And then Jesus, King Jesus, is sacrificed. And we don't want to spend too long on it because it's just horrific. But friends, it's called Good Friday for a reason. It's called Good Friday because without Good Friday, there would be no Sunday. There would be no resurrection. There would be no healing or forgiveness or hope or restoration. None of that would be possible. But instead of leaving the universe to disappear in decay and darkness, Jesus got a hold of the broken creation and started to remake it. The thing is that Jesus is the first fruits of the new creation. The new way of being, new body, new hope, new life. That's what Jesus does. This is our King on the cross, dying for us. Somebody here who doesn't trust in him is going to go away trusting in him today. Why? Because he has a claim on every single one of our lives. Every one of us. And Jesus breaks the power of the curse, breaks the power of sin and evil and sickness, breaks the power of disease, breaks the power of the enemy, breaks it all. And sets us free. That is our King. And then as a king alone can do, he takes the royal treasury of the presence and the life and the incredible grace of God, and he says, that's not just going to be here in Jerusalem. That's not just going to be here as the Jews observe their different festivals through the year. That's not just going to be there for those who have an inkling in their conscience that there's something greater. Now it's going to be released to everyone. And the temple curtain tears in two, and the presence of God goes rushing out into the world through those first disciples who were all a bunch of losers on the day that Jesus died, and Jesus transforms them into world changers. Our King, Jesus, is the true and better King. He's the one who can use the power that God has given. And God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit conspired together to remake, restore, renew. And that is Jesus for us. What else are you going to live your life for? Who else are you going to live your life for? Who else would you aspire to be? And here's the news. Whether you and Jesus are close, closer than close can be, no more than a rizzle of paper apart, or whether it's a million miles at the moment, or just doesn't, maybe you don't even believe he exists, something today is going to touch you because he's here. And he's transformed the lives. Look at this place. We're having to use our spillover seats. Hey, you're right up the back there. Because where else would we be on this day? So here's the thing. There's no better day than today to put your trust in him. If you've been walkabouts, if you've never done it before, I would encourage you to do so today when we pray together. King Jesus, we thank you for dying for us. We thank you for figuring a way that we could be repaired. King Jesus, we thank you that you approach us not as a monarch but as a friend. And that you shouldered up everything that we could not deal with. That there's no person who could redeem our lives but you could and do. And King Jesus, we thank you for being here by your Spirit, bringing the Father's love for us, opening up the adoption papers so that we could become, just as Janice has done, part of the biggest, most incredible, most wonderful family that there is, the only family that will count in the end, the family of Jesus, the one who saves his people. And so we thank you that you forgive our sins, you heal our wounds, you cure our diseases, you break the curse. But most of all, we thank you that the truth underlying all of the reality that there is, deeper than the darkness, deeper than the sorrow, deeper than the pain, are the everlasting arms of love who are put through with nails on our behalf so that we would live with hope. Amen?